The River Erm and Ivy Bridge Walk. Heritage. The name Ivy Bridge was originally referenced to the crossing on the River Erm, as opposed to any settlement. The 17th century chronicles of Sir William Pole, a Devon historian and antiquarian, records that Ivy Brig took its name from Ye Bridge which lieth over Ye Erm, being much inclined to ivy. The old Ivy Bridge has proved to be a popular landmark over the years. It has been the subject for many paintings by artists such as John Inigo Richards, Francis Town and William Payne. The most famous artist, arguably, was the English watercolourist Joseph William Turner, who visited Ivy Bridge in 1811 and 1814, making sketches which formed the basis for his watercolour of the bridge. The bridge carries Blatchford Road over the river. Ivy Bridge owed its past prosperity to the River Erm, which runs through the town centre. The river once powered a corn mill and paper mill, along with a fulling and tucking mill to prepare and felt or thicken fleeces. The mills are largely silent now, but the population of Ivy Bridge has shot up from 477 in 1817 to around 12,000 today. Many its inhabitants now commute to Plymouth for work. From Secker's Bridge, the castellated form of Fleet House can be seen across the field. Built on the edge of the Erm floodplain, its name comes from the Saxon word fleot, meaning flood. Fleet House was requisitioned as the maternity hospital for Plymouth during the Second World War, when Freedom Fields Hospital was bombed. 10,000 babies have been born there. Ermington is a small community, nestled within the rolling landscape of the South Hams. The history of Ermington can be traced back 3,000 years, although the strongest evidence of an early settlement here is the Bronze Age, 2,300 to 600 years BC. Ermington as we know it today was probably founded around 700 AD, the site of the village being chosen for its rich farmland, plentiful water supply from hillside springs and sheltered location. The Church of St. Peter and St. Paul in Ermington is famous for its crooked spire. The use of unseasoned wood in the construction may have been the cause of that kink. However, local yarns suggest the steeple craned its neck too far in trying to catch a glimpse of a particularly beautiful bride. The spire was damaged by lightning in the late 1870s. The £70 repair costs were raised by public subscription. Inside the church you can see the wood carvings of Violet Pinwell. Violet, born in Lincolnshire in 1874, was a woodcarver, specialising in ecclesiastical carvings. Her work was known throughout Devon and Cornwall. In 1880, the Pinwell family moved to the parish of Ermington. Violet's father, the vicar of Ermington, was able to secure funds for the restoration of the church. During this restoration, her mother hired an instructor to teach the seven daughters woodworking. Three of them, Mary Rashley, Annie Ethel and Violet Alice, became woodworkers and formed their own company. The oak pulpit at Ermington Church was one of their first commissions and was installed in 1893 when Violet was just 17. The faces of the angels at the base of the pulpit are said to be based on the faces of the Pinwell sisters. Violet Pinwell's last piece of wood carving is also in this church. A Second World War memorial plaque carved in 1945 when she was 71 years old. By the time she died on the 1st of January 1957, over 185 churches in Devon and Cornwall and several other counties contained at least one item made by her company.